Exactly. They start off pretty fast. That first drive was 10 plays or whatever. And we know from that point on we had to be on our P's and Q's, and we got it done. We made some adjustments, and we held them.
In the second half, I don't know what it is, but your adjustments were outstanding because you really didn't move the ball until that last drive, which was meaningless. What happens at halftime? What do you guys do? What changes?
I mean, we figured out what it was. At the end of the day, we play our offense. The first 15 plays are script. So they started very fast, and after the first 15, everything mellowed out a little bit, and we was able to come over adversity. We scored, so it was 7-7. So it was like starting off 0-0.
Is that what Zimmer does too well, though, is make adjustments on the fly?
Zimmer, our D-line coach, that's just how we play. We figure out where they're attacking, and we adjust.
What does this game do just sort of for the way you guys look around the rest of the league and compare yourselves?
It's not really – we don't even compare ourselves. Right now, we're one team, one sound, and we're taking it one step at a time, one game at a time, and we want to finish on top at the end of the season.
Well, it seems like a pretty tight-knit locker room. Is it more so than any other team we've been
on? Right now, we're very in tune, man. One man down, next man up, and right now we have a good energy in this locker room, and we just want to keep it going.
What do you do to keep that offense offline? I mean, Goff has cut some people up this year. What do you guys do today?
I mean, we stop the run, because at the end of the day, I feel like they're based off the bootleg and the run, and if you stop the run, you stop the bootleg, you pretty much have them bottled up. And we had some great pressure on them, and we made them throw team one, throw a lot of throws on the ground, and I feel like we did a good job today.
Thank you.